We're starting here from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vav Amud Bet. The Mishnah begins, HaTodah Haita Ba'ach Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmiyot Shehein Shesh Midbariyot. So the amount or the quantity of what's brought for the Todah is 5 Sa'ah Yerushalmiyot, which are later on, which compared to 6 Sa'in Midbariyot, which basically the Gemara is going to discuss, and we'll see this later, that they expanded the size of the Sa'ah by a sixth, and since they expanded it by a sixth, it only requires 5 Yerushalmiyot to get you the same quantity that you had with Shesh Midbariyot. Now the Mishnah is going to break it down both by the Shesh Midbariyot as well as the Chamesh Yerushalmiyot and show you what the breakdown of the Menachot are. So it starts out first with the Shesh Midbariyot. It says the Shesh Midbariyot equal Shtei Efot. That they have because an Efa is Shlosh Sa'in. So each Efa is called Shlosh Sa'in. If it comes from 6 Sa'ah, that means that 2 Efa make up the quantity of what brought for the Lachmei Todah. Then Isrim Isaron. And that each Efa contains within it 10 Isaron, and that's because the Omer is Asirita Efa, and Asirita Efa is an Isaron. If 1/10 of an Efa equals an Isaron, then 10 Isaronim equal an Efa. So now you have, here, you have the 6 Sa'ah Midbariyot, which are equal to the 2 Efot. You can see it on the charts that I sent out to the back of the second page, which equals 20 Isaron, 10 for each Efa. And then you're going to divide that up. Asarad chametz, 10 is going to go for the 10 chalot chametz, and then you're going to have the other 10, asarah the matzah. Matzah comes or manifests itself in three ways. That's 10 chalot matzot, 10 rikike matzot, and 10 matzot rivucha. So based on that, you have asarah chametz, isaron the chala. If you have 10 isronim, and then you have 10 chalot, each chala is going to end up with one isaron. It's going to be an isaron per chala on the lechem side, on the chametz side. On the matzah side, on the other hand, v'asarah matzah, uba matzah shalosh minim, there are three different types, chalot, rikikim, and revucha. Nimtzeu, shlosha isronim u'shlish t'chol min v'min. Three and a third isronim for each one of the types. And if you divide it by 10, then you get 1/3 of an isaron per chala here, because you have 30 chalot that are using 10 isaron. So 1/3 of an isaron for each one of them. So nimzu shlosha isaronim ushlish tuchom hin v'min v'shalosh chalot l'isaron. 3 chalot to an isaron, the same as saying 1/3 of a isaron for each chala. Umida yushalmiyot. So now if they do it on the midah yushalmiyot, that was based on the midbariyot. But if we take the same 6 Midbariyot, and we make them into the 5 Yerushalmiyot here. So in the Yerushalmiyot, they break them down into Shloshim Kav. That each Sa'a Yerushalmi ends up with being that there are 30 Kav between them. Between these 5, 6 Kav for every Sa'a Yerushalmit. So if you have 6 Kav for every Sa'a Yerushalmit, you end up with 30 Kav altogether. If that's the case, and then you have Chamisha Asar the Chametz, 15 of those kabin belong to the chalot lechem chameit, and that means for each chala you're going to get a kav umechza, 1.5 kav for each chameit, each lechem chameit that you make over there. V'chamisha asar the matzah, and then 15 kav will be applied to the matzot. Chamisha asar u'b'matzah, again with the matzahs there's shlosh minim, 3 different types. There is chalot, rikikim, and revucha. That's the case, nimtzu, you get chamesh kabin for each min. If you're 15 for all the matzot, you have 3 minim, you get 5 kav for each type that you have over here. Ushtei chalot the kav. Shtei chalot the kav is equivalent to saying that you get each chala is made out of a half kav. Each one gets a half kav of the 30 that you're going to bring in the matzah. You have 15 kabin, means that there's a half a kav for each chala that you're going to bring, whether it's of the matzot, the rikikim, or the revucha. So that's the description they have in the Mishnah. Gemara is going to ask the question, basically, which is Menahan Emile. Where do we know this from? So Adodaita Ba'ah Chamesh Sa'in Yerushalmiyot Menahan Emile. The question that the Gemara is really asking about here is actually early part of the Mishnah, which is how do you know that an Efa equals Shlosh Sa'in? How do you know that one Efa equals Shlosh Sa'in, which means that you really have 2 Efot here? six sa'ah will end up with two eifot, which end up with 20 isaron. Where do you know that from? So the Gemara is going to quote from Yechezkel. Amar Rav Chisda Damar Kra. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, Va'ifa va'abat tochen echadiyah. So the eifa and the bat are both measurements. Tochen echadiyah, they have the same size. So they're equivalent. Eifa and a bat are equivalent. So over there, the Gemara says, Ma bat shalosh sa'im. Just like a bat equals three sa'af, eifa shalosh sa'im. Well, if we know that a bat is three sa'ah, then we're going to know that an eifa is three sa'ah because they're equal. Uvat gufa minolan. How do you know that a bat is three sa'ah? Ilema midichtiv, because it says in the pasuk, in pasuk yud alif, laseit maser achomer habat. So I'm going to say, wait, a bat is one tenth of a chomer. So what am I going to say then? Oh, if it's a bat is one tenth of a chomer, if a chomer is 30 sa'ah, then one tenth of a chomer is three sa'ah. Well, the pasuk continues right after that and says, "Eifanami aktiv basirita chomer haifa el chomer ye matkunto." So the eifa is also described as being one tenth of a chomer. Obviously, if they're equal, then a bat is one tenth of a chomer. Obviously, an eifa is one tenth of a chomer. But that's what the pasuk says. So if you know what a chomer is, then you're going to know what a bat is, and you're going to know what an eifa is. Why do you have to learn out one from the other? Ela must be. El chomer lo yadana kama. So we don't know how much the chomer is by the bat. V'halchanami lo yadana kama. And that's why by the eifa we also don't know what how much the chomer is. So from that we can't prove anything because we don't know the size of the chomer. What we do know from the psukim at this point is a bat and eifa are equal. A bat is one tenth of a chomer and an eifa is one tenth of a chomer. So that's what we know so far. So then the Gemara says elami hocha. They're going to look it out from this, and that's a pasuk yudalad. V'chok hashemen. Habat Hashemen, Maser Habat min a kor. So a bat is one tenth of a kor or a kor. Aseret habatim chomer. If you multiply a bat by 10, you'll get a chomer. Ki aseret habatim chomer. Because 10 batim equal a chomer. So what you see from this, here's the next piece of the puzzle that you have here, is that a kor and a chomer are equal. A kor and a chomer are equal because one-tenth of a kor equals a bat. 10 bat equal a chomer. Well, if 10 bat equal a chomer, that means one-tenth of a chomer is also a bat. So now I have the information that we've gathered until this point in time, is that, number one, an eifa equals a bat. A bat is 10% of a chomer. An eifa is also 10% of a chomer. We also know that a bat is 10% of a kor. We know that 10 bat equal a chomer. We also know that a bat is 10% of a chomer, and we know a chomer equals a kor. So we take all this information, why are we any better off? We're better off now because we know what a kor is. A kor, as Rashi points out here, is kor pshitul debnei bavel davish lushim saim. Kor was a measurement they were familiar with. A bat and a fa and a chomer were not measurements that they were familiar with. Kor, they were clearly familiar with. And if we know that a kor is 30 sa'ah, then we can, ayotz mizeh, we know everything. We know all the information now. That means a chomer and a kor all equal 30 sa'ah. That means that a bat and a fa are 10% of a chomer or 10% of a kor. And that means that they are both 3 sa'ah. So that's your source. You wanted to know the source for the fact that in the Mishnah it says that a eifa is shalosh sa'in. Well, that's learned out of the pasuk in Yechezkel, both from the information we have of the pasukim, plus from the one point that we know from general knowledge, which is that a kor equals 30 sa'ah. From there we know that an eifa is equal to 3 sa'ah. So that's one thing. Amar Shmuel, in musifim al midot yoter mishtut. If you expand the midot, you can expand the size of a midah more than 1/6. If you're going to expand the size of a coin, you can't expand it more than 1/6. So somebody who is going to profit shouldn't profit more than 1/6. So now, in terms of mishtaker, you have to know that it's not a general, right, so it's not a general cap on profitability. As Rashi points out over here, and it's more discussed in the Gemara, but Metziah over there, but Ochel Nefesh. These are items, these are staple products that the Chachamim set price caps on and said that they can't take more than 1/6 of profit on them. Because they were staple products, they wanted to manage the pricing. They had price caps on these items that you couldn't profit more than a sixth. So it's not a general statement by Shmuel, although you could have said it that way, and some read it that way. The more narrow reading probably makes more sense is that these were specific price caps that dealt with Ochel Nefesh, or specific items that were staple products that Chazal saw fitting to keep a cap on the price in order that people could afford them and that they would not become so expensive as to make it impossible for people to have their basic needs. So my time, what's the reason for this sixth here? The question is really being asked on the midot. Why only a shtut on midot? So ilayim mishum afkuye tara. We're afraid that it's going to run the prices up in the market, meaning that inflation will come into effect. Because what's going to happen? They're going to expand the midot. They expand the midot, the prices will go up because it's a larger size. So what they're afraid of is if they move the size up and the prices start to move, people will panic. People will panic because they think there is a shortage of food, and that's why they're raising the prices. And therefore, there will be a run on the market, and prices will shoot up. And it's very hard to, easy to take prices up, hard to bring them down. Whereas, if that's the case, then any increase in the size should be problematic. I mean, what's the difference between a sixth and more than a sixth or less than a sixth? Anything you increase, you're going to increase pricing, it's going to cause this panic to happen. Let me show him. Onah, 1/6 is a din in onah. We know from the Gemara in Baba Metzia that less than a sixth is machul. Up to a sixth, the mekach is kayam, but the onah goes back. Above a sixth is batal mekach. So here they did it because of onah. So that they could not back out of the mekach. They couldn't reverse the mekach. So what was the problem? So the one is kadesh yele lokeach. Rashi says yele lokeach malechol. So he'll have something to eat. He'll buy it. They'll move up the size of the midot. There will be some mistake, and they won't realize that they moved up the midot, and they'll charge the wrong price. But they'll only charge the wrong price by a sixth, because that's how much they took up. So the mekach will stand, and you'll have food, and you'll have what he needs to eat. Right. We don't have to return anything, but you have to give back the onah. So that we're okay with you giving back the onah, which is why you would be protected that you can keep your food. So that's what Rashi is saying. We're afraid of the bitul mekach. We don't want there to be bitul mekach because the person's buying their produce. They're buying their basic foods. And if you do bitul mekach and he's going to have to lose all his food and you have to go back and buy it again, we know that that will not be mevatel the mekach. And since it won't be mevatel the mekach, it will protect the buyers from losing their food. Or the other one, in which Rashi, the Rashi Ketiv Yad says, which I think makes a lot more sense, is that those people didn't know about the increase. So they'll be mischarging because they didn't know around the increase. Either they'll be giving too little for the same price, or they'll be charging a lower price and people will be taking too much. Since they didn't know about it, there'll be a problem of onah. So they wanted to ensure that there wasn't above the level where it would become problematic and there'd be bitul mekach. Because these people are working and they don't want to have the bitul mekach. So that's the reason for it being 1/6. What we're talking about here are measurements. And if you're talking about measurements, that means that something's sold by the quantity, the exact quantity. Over there, people aren't mochel at all. It's the exact quantity. They expect to get what you offered them. And if it's off, it's bitul mekach automatically. So that doesn't help you. Elamishum tagro. It's because of the tagarim. Again, the tagro over here is someone who doesn't know what transpired, and therefore we don't want him to be lose out over here. So that he won't come to a loss. If his profit on it is a sixth, and they change the size of the measurements by a sixth, then the worst, if he doesn't know the information, the worst will come out is break even. So he won't lose money. Alright, so he doesn't lose money, but he's not making anything either. So guys, zavan v'zavin, you purchase and you sell tagra ikre. That's how you become a tagar, by buying and selling at break even. That's not how you become a tagar. Well, that's a nice, you want a nice name of a tagar, so you buy and sell things at break even. No, people go into business because they want to make money at what they're doing. They're not going to make money. It doesn't make sense. Amar Rav Chisda, Shmuel kro ashkach v'dorosh. Shmuel found a pasuk and he was doreshit from the pasuk. Which is, and this is another pasuk from Yechezkel as well, which is a shekel esrim geira. The shekel equals 20 geira. Just know that Tosfos jumps on that and says, wait, we know the shekel is really worth 24 geira. And he has to answer up why that is. There's two answers. One answer is Rabbeinu Tam, who says that at a later time they increased the size of the midot, and that brought it up to 24. Or alternative was at the same time they increased the midot of the sa'ah, they also increased the midot of the shekel versus the geira, and therefore there were 24 geira in a shekel. So that pasuk says a shekel is srim geira. Then the pasuk continues Yechezkel, esrim shkalim, 20 shekel, chamishav esrim shkalim, 25 shekel, asarav chamisha shekel, 15 shekel, hamana yelachem. That will be the size of the maneh. Now, a maneh is usually considered to be 100 dinar. That's why it's called a maneh, it's 100 dinar. Over here, if I add up the numbers in the pasuk in Yechezkel, I end up with 20, 25, and 15. I end up with 60 shekel equaling a maneh. So now, based on that, I have 60 shekel equals a maneh, and 60 shekel is the equivalent of 240 dinar. There are 4 dinar in a shekel. So 60 shekel will equal 240 dinar, which is a maneh. We know, the information that we know is that a shekel equals 4 dinar, and we also know that a maneh is 100 dinar. So we have a big problem here. You have Yechezkel telling us that the maneh is equal to 240 dinar, and we know that the maneh is running at 100 dinar. So what happened over here? So that's the puzzle. That's what Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya Shmuel Krash, Kra Vidarash, a shekel, esrim geira, esrim shkalim, chamisha ve'esrim shkalim. Asura v'chamisha shekel, hamaneh yelachem, maneh, matan v'arbaim avu? A maneh is 240. What do you mean a maneh? That's 100 dinar. We're coming out with 240. Alishma mina tlat. From this you learn three things. Number one, shma mina, shokodesh, kaful haya. Whenever you're talking about coins of Kodesh are two times the size of coins of Chol. That means a shekel of Kodesh is two times the size of a shekel of Chol, or basically equal to the, right, or equal to the Sela. That's how they did it, that there was a Sela was equal to the shekel Kodesh. So that way it'll turn out, and then what you just said, David, is right, is that if that's the case, then the shkalim here are really worth two times what we normally think they're worth. So therefore, the shekel here, the maneh, should come out to equal 200 dinar. Yet, the 60 shekel of Yechezkel is coming out to 240. So what's that extra 40 doing over here? And that's the next piece of the Shema Minah. Shema Minah mosim al midot, vein mosifim yoter mishtut. You're allowed to add on to midot, but you can't add on more than a sixth. Shema Minah, shtuta milabar. And how you calculate that is a shtut milabar, which is the equivalent, easiest way to do that is to drop the denominator down one. Just subtract one from the denominator. Here it's 1/6. So it really becomes 1/5 of the way we do fractions. It's 20% of the core or the principal. The way they did it, milabar, means that you take the total after you've added the fraction. That's 1/6 of the total after you add the fraction. But the easiest way to do that is take 1/5 of the original number and you'll get to where you are, where you want to go. So therefore, now I have, from the information that we have, I have maneh kodesh equals 2 maneh of chol. That means that a maneh kodesh equals 200 dinar. Then they added on a shtut milabar. Well, a shtut milabar is basically the equivalent of 240 dinar divided by a sixth, or 40 dinar. 1/5 of 200 is also 40. So it's 200 plus 40, which means they ended up with 240 dinar with the maneh kodesh after they added on the shtut. The new maneh kodesh was equal to 240 dinar. So right, the original maneh was 200. The new maneh was really worth 240. That means they expanded the size of the coins. They expanded the size of the coins. How do I know how much you can add on? Well, we see here that they add on a sixth. And that's where Shmuel gets his din from. Shmuel learns it out of the pasuk here in Yechezkel that you're allowed to add up to a sixth on top of measurements and on top of the coinage that's there. So Ravina, matznida namideika. You can actually medayik it of our Mishnah. Diktani, todayita ba'ach hameisein yushamiyot, shein sheish midbriyot, shmamina. Our Mishnah has exactly that calculation, which is, started out with five. So you started out with six midbariot, and then they were consolidated into five sa'ah yushalmiyot. Well, but that's basically adding a sixth to the size of the sa'ah. Each sa'ah yushalmi is 1/6 bigger, 1/6 milabar, 1/5 of the principal amount, bigger than a sa'ah midbarit. And that's why you go from six down to five. And we see in the Mishnah that they obviously added on to the sa'ah in order to have that be true, from the sa'ah midbariot to be the sa'ah yushalmit. So now next Mishnah. Mikulam haya notel echad mi asara. From each one of them, he would take 1/10 truma. So that means that you have 40 chalot, 4 different types. From each of the 10, you take 1 off. That'll mean that you have 4 taken off. Truma shenemar v'ikriv mimenu echad mikol karban. So now when you take off, v'ikriv mimenu echad mikol karban, it means truma l'Hashem. The truma l'Hashem means 1 from each korban. Each korban here means each type or each min of lechem that is here. Echad, what do we learn now from the word echad? Shelo yitol pros, that you're not allowed to take a piece of it. So when the pasuk says, v'ikriv mimenu echad, echad means shelo yitol pros, that you can't take a piece, it has to be a whole that you're giving the kohen. Number 2 is mikol karban, shehei kol karbanot shavot, that all the karbanot have to be equal, or shelo yitol mikarban achaviro, you can't take from one karban on the other. That means if you have 4 different types, you have to give the truma of 1 from each type. You can't give 4 of one type, and that covers you on everything. You can't trade one against the other. Those 4 that are given as a truma l'Hashem go to the Kohen, who does the Avodah, and the remainder goes to the Balim to eat. The other 9 times 4, the 36 remaining chalot, all belong to the Balim. So Gemara is going to dash in this pasuk. Torah banan. V'ikriv mimenu. When it says in the pasuk, v'ikriv mimenu echad mikol korban shema l'Hashem, what does the v'ikriv mimenu mean? Mina mechubar. Has to be attached. Now what does attached mean? Rashi brings one understanding that means that they have to be together. That they have to all be together. Like when we do Chumot Masro today, they have to be mina mukaf. They have to be close together. So it's over here, when you pull off the one for Chumot, they have to all be together. Rashi in the Ktiviyat says it has to be in a kli. They have to be in a single kli that's mechaber them. Tosfos leans towards the Rashi up here that says that they do not have to be in a single kli, but rather they just have to be mina mukaf. Although he says the Gemara earlier on in a Masechta favors Rashi's interpretation, even though there's a question on that. So that's one thing that you have to have mina mukaf. Number 2 is echad shelo yitol pros. 1, it has to be a whole and not a piece. We saw that yesterday's Gemara, that when he went to make him in, even though it's kasher, according to Shmuel, to make just 4 chalot for the Todah instead of the 40, over there we had a problem how he took off the truma, because you can't take off a pros, you can't take a piece off. Mikol karban, sheikol karbanot shavot, shalei tol min karban al chaveiro. So we learn from mikol karban that each type of each min, you have to take 1 off. You can't mix and match, take 4 of this one, 2 of this one, 2 of that one, take 1 of each to be considered the truma. Truma l'Hashem. Now, the truma l'Hashem. I don't know how many you take off. All it says in the pasuk is truma l'Hashem. Well, what does that mean, truma l'Hashem? How many do I take off? So now, any yodei abakama he, I don't know how many, already done. Nemarkan truma, v'nemarkan v'chumat maser, truma. Says truma here, and by chumat maser, it also says truma. Malala nechad masera. By chumat maser, which 1/10, right, of what the Levi receives in Ma'aser Rishon, 1/10 he gives to the Kohen, so that would be 10%. Afkan echad masaras, over here maybe 1/10 of 10. Oh, klach l'derchzu. Maybe you should say like this: Nemer kan truma, but nemer bikurim truma. It says truma here, and by bikurim it also says truma. Malalan in la shiur, just like bikurim, there's no shiur. Afkan in la shiur, maybe over here also the truma will have no shiur. Nir lami dome. That's who it's more like. What are the commonalities between each of these trumot? Danin truma she'en acharei truma, mitruma she'en acharei truma. The trumat maser is the last truma given from that produce. The maaser rishon that's taken off, the Levi gives trumat maser and then he's done. That's the last truma. Whereas when it comes to bikurim, there are first things that are taken off. You still have after that truma gedola, truma maser, everything after that. So to over here, then the truma that you take off of the lachmei todah, this is the only truma. There's nothing that comes after it. Value chiyak bikurim sheyesh achrayen truma. Oh, klach terzu. Danim truma nechelet b'makom kadosh. Mitruma nechelet b'makom kadosh. Bikurim have to be eaten in a makom kadosh, and the truma has to be, meaning the lachmei todah that are given to the kohen, also have to be eaten b'makom kadosh. And Chumat Maser is totally chulin. It can be eaten anywhere. I mean, it's not total chulin in the sense that it belongs to the Kohen and there's a chiyuv mita devi shemayim if you eat it, if you're a zar. But nevertheless, it can be eaten in all the gvulim. It's one of the matnot gvul. It's not a matnot mikdash. So Mar says, Talmud Omar, Truma, Mimenu Truma Lashem. So since the Pasuk says Mimenu Truma Lashem, Bechtiv Trumat Maser, Mimenu Truma. So since it has Mimenu Truma in both instances, the Gzera Shova, Lamanu Truma, Shiachad Masara. So since we have a similar phrase that's used in each case, therefore we have a Gzera Shova. That Gzera Shova teaches us 1/10. For the same reason, you could also say Truma Gedola, which the Gemara doesn't entertain here. Truma Gedola is also another possibility. But the same way that you knocked up Bikurim, you can knock up Truma Gedola, that has Truma Achareha, and also the Gzera Shava. So both of those would work to knock off Truma Gedola as well. Avel ani yodea, mikama hu chala. I don't know how much the chala comes from. Meaning that we already did this all from our Mishnah, that we already knew that it came 20 sronim for the Lachmei Todah, or 30 kav. But where do they know that from? How do we know that that's really the case? Sagmar says, mikama hi chala, already done. Nemer kan lechem, by the Lachmei Todah, it says, al chalat lechem chametz, yakriv karbono zevech todat shlamav. And, v'nemer lahalan, by the shtei lechem, it also says lechem, which is, moshvotechem, taviu lechem tnufa. So now, that's gay, malahalan, isaron lechala. How do I know there's an isaron lechala? Because by the shtei lechem, it says shtayim, shnei ezronim, two lachmaniot, that equal shnei ezronim. So an isaron for all each lechem. Havkan yisaron lechala. So from shtei lechem I learned to the lechmei todah that it's one yisaron per chala. Oklach terkzu. Nemar kan lechem. Nemar b'lechem apanim lechem. It says lechem here by the todah. Also says lechem by the lechem apanim. Malanan shnei yisaronot. Kan shnei yisaronot. So just like over there, it's two yisaron to a chala, because there you bring 24 yisaronot for the 12 chalot. Two yisaron to a chala. So it's over here, it should be shnei yisaronot. What has more commonalities with? Danin mincha ba chametz im azevach. Mincha ba chametz im azevach. The todah is chametz coming with the shlamim that it comes with, and the shtei lechem have the kivsei atzeret, which also are a karban shlamim that has lechem that is brought with it, or chametz that is brought with it. Va'yuchiach lechem banim sheinu ba chametz im azevach. Doesn't either. It's not chametz and it doesn't come with the zevach. Doesn't either of them. Oh, klach l'derkzu. Danim mincha ba mi'aretz v'chutz la'aretz min ha'chadash u'min ha'yashan. That you can bring a mincha that comes from inside of Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, from the new grains, from the old grains. Mincha ba mi'aretz u'michutz la'aretz min ha'chadash u'min ha'yashan. And that you should dine it for something that comes from everything. V'ayuchiach shtei lechem shein ba'ot ela min ha'chadash u'min ha'aretz. Maybe I should learn like the Lechem Apanim, which have this commonality with the Lachmei Todah, which is that they're not limited. You can bring them from inside Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, from the Tevuah Chadasha, you can bring them from the Tevuah Hayishana, but not like the Shtei Lechem, which have to come from the Tevuah Chadasha, and have to come from Eretz Yisrael, because it says, Mimoshvotechem Taviu, and it's a Mincha Chadasha LaHashem, that's what the Torah calls it. So we know that it's Mincha Chadasha, and has to come from Eretz Yisrael. So maybe we shouldn't compare it. Talmud Omar, Mimoshvotechem Taviu Lechem Tnufa Shtayim. So that word Taviu is extraneous over here, because we already said, we craft a Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. We already know you bring a Mincha. So what does it mean, Moshvotechem Taviu? This word Taviu is extra. Shein Talmud Omar Taviu. Ma Talmud Omar Taviu. Shekol Ma Shata Mevi Mimakom Acher. Anything else you bring that is similar to this, that's Chameit, Haru Kazet, has exactly this Midot. Ma, the halan isaron the chala, avkan isaron the chala. So we learn it out of the shnei lechem, one isaron per chala. So Mar says, ima la halan shnei esronot, you're capped at two. There are two lechmaniot, shnei lechem, by the shnei lechem. So that means there's a cap of two isaronot. So maybe over here, avkan shnei esronot. Over here, there'll be a total cap of two esronot. So Talmud Omar, tiyena. The pasuk continues by the shtei lechem, which is mimoshvu techem taviu lechem tnufa shtayim shnei esronim solet tiyena chametz teyafena bikurim lashem. So the word tiyena teaches that. The Gemara will come back and ask how. Lamanu asara lechametz. So the gezer shava of lechem only works for the chametz aspect of the todah as well, because we're learning out of the chametz from the shtei lechem. So that means we know now that there are 10 isaron for the chametz. Lematzah asara lematzah minayin. How do I know that you also get 10 isaron for the matzot? Talmud Omar, al chala al chalot lechem chametz. So the pasuk says al chalot lechem chametz. There's a hekesh neged chametz abematzah. So just keneged the chametz, you bring matzah. There's lechem on one side, chametz on the other side. So there's chametz and matzot. All the matzot will equal the lechem. So you get 10 and 10 from that pasuk that says there's an equation or equivalence between the chametz and the matzot. Matzot includes three minim. So it's the shloshim chalot that will be under the 10 yisaron, but each one gets 10 yisaron based on that. Nimtzu esrim esronot, lachmei todah. So now we see there's a total of 20 esronot. Asara lechametz v'asara lematzah. Yechol asara shibba matzah lo yei kulan elam min echad. I would think the 10 by the matzah should only come from one min. Talmud Omar, imal todah yakrivenu. Then you have all these chalot, matzot, bulot, b'shemen. So those are matzot, mafet, tanur. Urikikei matzot meshuchim b'shemen. Those are the rikikim like the mafet tanur. And solat morbechet, which is the revucha. So you have three minim. Nimzo shlosha esronim shlish lechol min v'min. That's our mishnah. You get three and a third isaron for each type. Shlosh chalot isaron. Three chalot for every yisaron, or basically a third of a yisaron for each chala. V'nimtzu lachmei todah 40. In this you see that the lachmei todah are 40. 10 for each min. Since you have 4 minim, you'll have 40. Notel mehen arba. From those 40, you remove 4. 1 from each type. V'notein lekohen. And that's the truma lekohen. That's the 1/10 that we learned about. Bashar nechalim lebalim. The remainder are eaten to the balim. And that's what our mishnah said. Now the Gemara is going to go back and dissect portions of what we just said. Amamar. V'ikriv mimenu minam v'chubar. Has to be minam mukaf, or inside the same kli. Elo mi'ata dichtiv by the chalavim. It says v'et kol chalbo yirim mimenu. You have to take the chalav out to put it on the mizbeach. So also over there, they use the same term of harama. So maybe over there, hata ma'ich v'chubar ikar. Why is, how is it attached? So Rashi claims that the avamina over there is that you did the nituach. You already cut the animal up, and now you're trying to take out the imurim, and it's not mina mechubar. Tosfos on the other rejects that, and says, no, the avamina here is, why do I need a pasuk at all to teach me mina mechubar? It's so obvious over there, because it's attached to the animal. So according to Rashi, it comes to dispel the myth that you do the nituach, the cutting up of the limbs before you take out the imurim. Rather, you do the imurim first. According to Tosfos' explanation, it comes to tell you why you need the pasuk. The pasuk comes to teach us this din, that you must take off the emurim before the nituach, that there's a restriction against doing the nituach until the emurim are taken out. Amamar. So next thing we're going to dissect from the Braita before, Nemar kan shuma, Nemar chuat maser truma. So we said over there, the reason it's a tenth is because we learn out from here from truma to trumat maser. Or it says, v'lei ne'lef mi trumat midyan. Why don't we learn out from the Truma of Midian? It was either 150th or 1/500th, depending if it went. People went out to the battles portion or the people who stayed behind's portion. It says, Janaim Truna no neget the Dorot, mean Truma no egg the Dorot. We compare Trumot that are no egg for the Olam Vaed, and to Chiyak Trumat Midian, Shin no egg, boom. Trumat Midian is only no egg by the Midbar in that one unique case, and it's not relevant after that. Benelef mi Trumat Chala. So fine, we're not going to use Trumat Bikurim. We're not going to use the Shumat Midyan. What about Shumat Chala? Chala is also called Shuma. So Tan Debe Mishmal, Danim Tavar Shnemar Menu. And we learn that from something that says, Mi Menu Shuma La Hashem. Hi Tavar Shnemar Bar Mi Menu Shuma La Hashem. So both of them have this phrase that you say, Avukei Shumat Chala, the one remember Menu Shuma La Hashem. That doesn't have this common phrase, but is shared between the Shumat Maser and the Shuma used by the Lachmei Todah. And therefore, that's where we're going to learn it from, and not any of the other chumot or the options, chumat bikurim, or getrumat gedola, or chumat midyan, or chumat chala. None of those will be the guideline for us here with regards to lachmei todah, but rather it will be, we'll learn it out from the 1/10 of chumat maser, and that's how we know we give 1/10. By Rava, Shumat Lachmei Todah, the piece that's taken off the Lachmei Todah, the challah that's given to the Kohen, Chayvin Alayim Mita V'Chomesh, Shumin Chayvin Alayim Mita V'Chomesh, is one Chayav Mita B'Dei Shemayim, if they eat it B'Meziv, and are they Chayav Chomesh if they consume the Truma, just like if they consumed in Truma in the Gvulin? Does it have the same din as Truma Gdolah and Trumat Maser, or does it have a different din? Came into Idkish the Trumat Maser, Kitrumat Maser Dami. Since there's a heckish between it and Trumat Maser, maybe it should be identical to Trumat Maser. Or Dilma Bo Bechamishito Miyeit Rachmana. Since there's Bo and Chamishito, which are Miyutim, possessive forms, Torah is Mayeit other things from these Dinim. They're Mayeit the Truma of the Lachmei Todah from Mita and Chomesh. In addition, Rav asks, midamet or eno midamet? When it comes to truma that gets mixed in with chulin, makes the mixture into something called dimui. That dimui is only usable by Israelim if the ratio of chulin to truma in there is 100-1. Otherwise, then it's considered to be dimui and it'll have to be sold to the kohen, excluding the value of the truma that's there. So the question over here of how much this truma of lachmei todah is considered like truma, that's compared to truma and maser, and therefore it would also be medamat. You'd have to have a 101 ratio in order to be mevatel it. Or no, maybe over here again, this truma of lachmei todah are not equivalent to real truma, and therefore they will not be medamat. They'll be batel berov like any other isur. Mar lezer has a teiku, unanswered, unresolved. Amamar, tamalomer tiena. Gemara learned that from the word tiena, that the lachmei todah come as 10 and not 2 like the shtei alechem. So my talmud, what's limud? So Rav Yitzchak bar Dimei, tiena k'tiv. Tiena is written, the way Rashi learns it over here, there's an extra yud in the word tiena. That extra yud teaches you 10. Even though, as Tosfos points out, that the word yud here is necessary for the grammatical construction of the word, and therefore it really is not an extra yud. Tosfos brings down alternative girsaot that they were in the Gemaras that try to explain why the word tiena teaches us that limud of 10 versus the 2. So Gemara says, wait, how do you know that 10, that if you're taking out the word tiena, really means 10 isarom, ema asara kepize? Maybe it can be 10 other measurements. The kepize is the type of measurement that they had in their time. But how do you know that it's talking about isronot? Tamarava bisronot diber katuv. The shtei alechem, that pasuk is talking about shnayim shnei asronim. The type of measure, the guideline of measurement that's been used in the pasuk is isarom. So therefore, when we're going to learn out from that pasuk, then we're going to say that the tiena also is referring to the esronot, and it'll be 10 isarom. L'madnu asra l'chameitz, asra l'matzah minayin. Tamalomar achalot lechem chameitz, keneged hameitz, havei matzah. That the matzah is equivalent to the chameitz. So if we know the chameitz is 10, then we know the matzah altogether, the three different types, have 10. This brings us back to Zvachim a little bit, back on Daf Nun in Zvachim. The Gemara wants to know, v'chi dar al-mei be'ekesh, chozer al-mei be'ekesh. The whole reason that you know that there are 10 chalot by chameitz is because you have a hekesh to shtei alechem. And how do I know by the matzah, by the lachmei todah? Because I also now, I'm wearing a hekesh from the matzah to the chameitz. That's a double hekesh. A double hekesh doesn't work in kodshim. I says, no, hamenu v'davar acharhu. Hamenu v'davar acher lo avi hekesh. That this case is a case of hamenu v'davar acher. Rashi brings down two interpretations of what hamenu v'davar acher means. One is that, when is it a problem to have a hekesh or a double hekesh teach something? So the Rashi explains that the hekesh to a hekesh is really problematic when you're learning out the exact same item that you learned from the first hekesh to the second hekesh. And over here, Rashi says that's not the case. So in our case over here, Rashi points out that what was learned from the shtei alechem was that each chala is an isaron. Now, the fact that there are 10, that's not learned out of shtei alechem, but that is learned out of the word tiyena. And since the word tiyena was extraneous over there, it's as if it was written in the pasuk by the lachmei todah. If that's the case, the limud I'm getting from the shtei alechem is the chameitz aspect of it, whereas the lachmei todah chameitz teach to the matzot of lachmei todah from a hekesh that is not reflecting the original hekesh. So that's one answer. The other option that Rashi raises over here is that that's only true when you're not learning within the locus that you brought it into. If you were learning from lachmei todah to another korban, in ochanami, that would be a problem of hekesh lehekesh. But over here, but if something internal to lachmei todah, which is whether it's the chametz or the matzah, that's not considered to be a new hekesh. It's as if it's a single hekesh and not multiple hekesh. So, Tosfos brings down another alternative from Rashi in Zvachim, that it's hamenu mashe'enu lumidim mitchumat maser b'gzer shava. Minyan achalot, the davar lamed b'gzer shava chashiv b'ktav ki gufei. Since we're learning out from the Gezer Shavah of Trumat Maser, we learn out the din of 1/10. So that din of 10 is learned out from that Gezer Shavah. Since I have that Gezer Shavah, the 10 is no longer a Hekesh, rather Gezer Shavah. And Gezer Shavah doesn't have that problem having a Hekesh come after it. So one of those three reasons that we just raised, it's not considered to be a Hekesh Lehekesh, either because we're not learning the same item out of Shtei Lechem, as we are learning from the Lechem to the Chameit, or the possibility that we're dealing with a Gzeira Shavah, not a Hekesh, and that solves the problem.
Or lastly, the possibility that when it says Hekesh Lekesh, that means going outside of the category you're in. If you're still within the Karban Todah, that's not considered a new Hekesh, but you're rather relying on the original Hekesh. So Gemara says, Hanicho, that works well according to the Man, the Amar. Hemenu v'Devar Acher is not considered a Hekesh, that all works that well. The Man, the Amar, have a Hekesh. Or the one who says that Hemenu v'Devar Acher is classified as a Hekesh, Ma'ika l'Meimar. How's he going to explain this? Gemara says, Taviyu ribu Yehu. The word taviyu is an extraneous word, and that would be merabit. Now, taviyu is extraneous, and therefore it's as if it's written. The word number 10 is written in the todah itself, in the din of the todah itself. It's no longer a hekesh lehekesh situation. Okay, we'll stop over here.